for use. Slippers typically have a soft sole and looser fit and are made of supple, often cushy materials so that feet feel comfortable and cozy. This style of slippers is known as Charentaise, named after the region of Charente in southwestern France, where they originated in the 17th century. The slippers are made primarily of felt, which is made from layers of compressed wool fibers. This French slipper factory uses a particularly thick and durable type of felt, composed of 5 wool fiber layers. To cut the soles, workers position a cookie cutter type die for the specific shoe size in production. Then a 5-ton press forces it through the thick felt. After cutting one sole of the pair, they turn the die in the opposite direction to cut the second sole. Once the batch of soles is cut, they mark the size in ink with a rubber stamp. For the rest of the slipper, called the upper, they use fabric that's felt on the outside, velvet on the inside. The cutting process is the same as for the sole, with the die corresponding to the size in production. Once the uppers are cut, workers lay a stencil of the embroidery pattern on each one and lightly mark the design in pencil. Seamstresses embroider each slipper individually by machine. The yarn is made of hemp. For this model, the design is applied in a chain stitch. Felt flowers give the design three-dimensional features. With the design complete, it's time to stitch the back of the upper closed. Next, they cushion the opening at the top with velvet binding, bending the wide velvet ribbon over the edge of the felt so that the binding runs along both the inside and outside of the slipper. They cover the back seam with a back strap, a felt strip with a loop at the top through which you can put your finger to easily pull the slipper onto your foot. They turn the back of the upper inside out in order to attach the sole. They position the sole 7 millimeters from the bottom edge. Then, with hemp thread, straight stitch along the entire perimeter of the upper. They cut the slipper's insole from a fabric that's felt on one side and velvet on the other. They position the felt side against the felt sole, then sew them together along the perimeter with a particular cross-shaped stitch traditionally used for the Charentaise. The insole's felt underside gives the slipper additional rigidity, while the soft velvet surface cushions the bottom of your foot. The slipper is now fully constructed. However, it's inside out. So the next step is to turn the slipper right side out, using this piece of equipment called a goat, perhaps because its shape resembles goat horns. All that manipulation can slightly deform and crease the upper, so they put the slipper in a steam box for 3 minutes to soften the fibers. Then, on a foot-shaped aluminum press, heated to 70 degrees Celsius. The press irons out any remaining wrinkles and resets the shape. This factory's Charentaise-style slippers range from conservative to funky. All are designed to be comfortable, cozy, and, as the term slippers implies, easy to slip on or off.